morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you again for beginning your day with me today and moving forward in a positive way. In my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, on page 193, my lesson is one that is worth embodying. The title of this chapter is Strong Living Requires Strong Thinking, and I quote in the beginning Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "Character is higher than intellect. Thinking is a function. Living is the functionary. The stream retreats to its source. A great soul will be strong to live as well as strong to think." I would challenge you today to be strong in your thinking. You've heard me say before on the program, the quote of Dr. Ernest Holmes, who said, "Think about what you think about, because thoughts are things." Ralph Waldo Emerson shared that we are what we think about all day long. We can put it this way: you are the thinker that thinks the thought that becomes the thing. You are not the thing, and you're not the thought. You are the thinker. Continuing in my chapter on page 193 of The Power of Positive Purpose, one of the many ways the science of mind teaching benefits its students is through their discovery within themselves of the illumination needed to brighten the dark corners where fear, despair, lack, and ill health lurk. This infinite loving power is available to everyone, everywhere, through positive prayer. It is an unfailing power. It does not depend on anything outside itself, because there is no outside. It depends only on our use of it and our faith in the effectiveness and the infallibility of divine mind. It is applicable to every problem, big or little, in every part of our lives. If we allow our world and our experience to fool us into believing problems are unsolvable, frustrations appear and divert our thoughts back to the same old negative, worrisome paths that lead nowhere except through a maze of monotonous confusion. To enjoy strong living and strong thinking is to set in motion the divine fusion that manifests infinite life and dispels darkness. In this state of consciousness, we are ready to receive wisdom. As Dr. Ernest Holmes stated, the answer to every question is within us, because we are within spirit, and spirit is an indivisible whole. My friends, what I teach, what Reverend Maureen before me on this program is teaching, is a principle that is so simple, sometimes we have to complicate it up in order for people to believe it. There is a power within you that knows what to do and knows how to do it, and your challenge and mine is to, as Emerson said, remove our confusion, doubt, and fear out of the way so that this infinite power flowing through us as us flows from a higher definition and not from the world. In Philippians 4:4, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Rejoice in what? The Lord. The Lord means L-A-W, law, the law of mind, the law of human experience in this thing called life that thinks and produces what they think as experience. Dr. Ernest Holmes says in the Science of Mind textbook, "And let us remember this. The truth is simple, direct, and always self-evident." In a wonderful series of lectures that Dr. Ernest Holmes gave at Camp Sierra back in 1957, he said these words, "Our work is simple. Sometimes we use big words and indulge in involved discussions, but do not let them confuse you. The universe is simple if we will learn the key. As above, so beneath. As below, so above. What is true on one plane is true on all." Now, Dr. Holmes, the student of Emma Curtis Hopkins, as was Charles and Myrtle Fillmore of Unity, Nona Brooks, who founded Divine Science, her simplicity was the realization that there'll never be a final revelation, for the only final revelation is the realization there'll never be one.
That truth is forever unfolding from itself, through itself, to itself, and if it is infinite, it goes on forever. But this is our now in forever we are responsible for. Now, Dr. Holmes would smile at his students, his practitioners, at this seminar he was producing and putting on in Camp Sierra. And he remarked to his students, "Our teaching is so simple that if we did not complex it up a bit, people would not pay attention." Interesting. Now, our teaching, the science of mind, is based on two simple assumptions. There is a universal presence, a universal power. It is everywhere at once. It is infinite intelligence. It is creative. It is loving. It is everywhere equally present for all people, not just some. And there is an equally omnipresent principle, which is subservient to the present and obeys our consciousness without question. Everyone is involved in this principle, whether they know it or not. Now, we call this presence love, and the principle we call law. Love sets the law in motion. Law brings the love into form. It becomes event. Your world, my friend, is thick thought. If you take charge of your thinking, your world will change. I recently gave a lecture called Positive Shapeshifting, talking about the idea of accepting change and then becoming the change or the consciousness of change in action, the consciousness of love, the consciousness of right opportunity unfolding as success, the consciousness of creativity manifesting as a greater expression of self. You see, my friends, if you study these simple assertions and apply them where? To your life situation. What happens is you begin to prove this truth that I talk about every Wednesday morning to yourself, and you doing them becomes more powerful than me talking about them. You see, truth, again, is not true unless it leads you to you and the discovery of your power, because no one who has ever lived on this planet has more power than you have. The ones that people tend to worship have all said to us, we are what they are, and we can do what they can do. Jesus said, "What I am, you are what I have done, ye shall do, and greater things. Do not even call me good." He said, "It's not I that do the work, it is the Father within." And he said, "The Father within me is within you also. The power within me is within you also." The law that operates from the idea moving through experience as form is coming from and as this power in action, and it is directed by your consciousness, not something outside of you. So if you're down on your knees begging something up in the sky to change its mind about you so you can have a happier life, as Reverend Ike used to say, you just put yourself in a position to get kicked. So why not stand up tall and announce to the world, "I have changed my mind about the things I need to change my mind about, and I move forward today alive, awake, aware, looking forward to expressing the best of my talent, my creativity, my giving and receiving. I choose to be love in action because I know that God loves the world by means of me. God prospers the world by means of me." Our challenge today in this situation we're in the country, in the world, is to affirm, as Reverend Ike used to say, I have a recession-proof mind. I am a recession-proof mind in action. In Fremont, we have Science of Mind 100, 200, 300, 400 daytime classes, evening classes at our wonderful center, and in Fremont, we have some of the finest New Thought teachers in the world. We don't have preachers, we have teachers. And our challenge is to wake you up to a greater idea of you, give you the opportunity to explore another way of thinking, of being, and that is moving from critical thinking centered in duality, or God and something else, to critical thinking based in oneness. There is only God. I move it from it, through it, to it. and I learn how to think as it thinks, not just think about it. You see, when you move from thinking about what you are to letting what you are think, then you are embodying the new thought principle. You see, once your mind is set upon a serious goal, as my book, my entire book is about this, is the realization that if you have a goal in your life, if you will ask yourself, what is my purpose for achieving this goal? Become one with the purpose, be the purpose in action. The goal will take care of itself. So if you have a serious goal in your life and you devote yourself to a cause, which is the fulfillment of this goal, all the power of creative law will move to bring your thought into form without exception, and the form it takes will correspond to the shape of the thought. What shape is your thinking in today? Are you letting go and letting yourself just be poor little old me in action? Are you defining yourself as someone who is here to suffer? I am telling you, if anybody has ever taught you that you're here to suffer, tell that idea to shut up and let go and let yourself know that you are an individualization of infinite life, infinite love. You have never happened before. You are special, wonderful, unique, and beautiful in every way. Why not spend your time discovering that truth about yourself instead of maybe some limited idea of you that you accepted when you were 10 years old or 12 years old or 20 years old or 30 years old or whenever you accepted some definition that is less than beautiful? Dr. Robert Bitzer used to teach very clearly that taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain was saying I am and putting something negative after it. Thoughts are the body that mind takes. Body is the form that thought takes. Listen to me. Thoughts are the body that mind takes. Body is the form that thought takes. The ancient principle applies when we explore it and listen to it very carefully. It says this: the tree that grows is the one that was in the seed before the seed was in the ground. Now, if you know this today and you move forward with this understanding today, you will be moving forward knowing that the love that is God is now free as never before in your life to replace any image of disease which may be in your thought, dis-ease. And what are you going to replace it with? How about replacing it with love? How about accepting today that love knows that it is whole, perfect, and complete as you, and that the law within you now responds to this idea, and you can affirm, I am whole, perfect, and complete right now in every way. Try it. Try it today. Try it till from now to next Wednesday. That's your assignment for the week. And as you do, allow yourself to observe what is going on with you. I now replace diseased thoughts. In other words, thoughts that are not at ease with themselves. My treatment is this. Let your heart hear it and hear it in first person. I am a spiritual being. I flow forward into this beautiful day as positive confidence in action. Knowing God in me, as me, provides for itself abundantly. My inner security and reliance upon the truth of my being frees me to demonstrate health and wealth as my experience. Love flows forth plentifully from my heart. I honor the source of my life and place no limit on principle. Today, I let inspiration motivate me as I discover new ideas and appreciate my strength and wisdom. I now see and embody unlimited possibilities for positive growth and expansion. I now see new opportunities for service. I am secure because I rely upon the one power and presence that is always right where I am. I am sustained and prospered at all times in harmony and health. I am a spiritual being living in a spiritual universe, having a human experience. All my joyful self-expression is of spirit. I know and accept that the law of good is forever available to me. I relax and rely upon God within. I thankfully know something wonderful is happening now.
Thank you for joining us for The Power of Positive Purpose. This radio program is based on Dr. J. Scott Neal's book by the same title. If you would like a free excerpt, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. We appreciate you listening and invite you to tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST 1450 a.m. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Something wonderful is happening now, my friends. It's you. Something wonderful is happening in your world. It is you. Again, going back to the simplicity of faith, the simplicity of understanding. How simple can it get? It is done unto you as you believe. Who said that? Jesus said it 2,000 years ago. It is done unto you. Not if you believe, but as you believe. How about today we focus on this truth and then let this truth look out of our eyes, think our thoughts, and discover how to live longer and smarter and stronger every Wednesday morning. That is the focus of my lesson, How to Live Longer, Smarter, Stronger. What to do to become a super you? Well, I think that the divine urge that is within everyone, and many people suppress it. They suppress all desire. They do this many times from lack of understanding that the desire to suppress a desire is a desire. Wanting to get rid of your desire is a desire. So you're contradicting yourself. To wake up and realize that the divine urge or the desire within you to know more, to be more, to demonstrate more, to create more, to express your talent in a greater way, and to discover how to be compensated for that talent is something that all the great New Thought teachers have taught. If we go back and look at some of the early New Thought teachers of the last century, Emmett Fox, who said, life is a state of consciousness. Ah. Now, we don't treat for things or pray for things. What we do is we treat to become the consciousness of the thing we want, become the consciousness of happiness, the consciousness of health, the consciousness of prosperity, the consciousness of success, the consciousness of positive intelligence unfolding. Emmett Fox also said, supply yourself with a mental equivalent and the thing must come to you, must come to you. Every cause has an effect. If you look at the effects in your life, the world in your, you know, you're in right now and what is going on, without going on a guilt trip, understand that if it's in your life, it started in your consciousness. And if you don't want it in your life anymore, change consciousness and it will change. Dr. Emmett Fox also said, the art of life is to live in the present moment and to make that moment as perfect as we can by the realization that we are the instruments and expression of God itself. If God is infinite and it made everything, my friends, it only had itself to make everything out of. Therefore, everything is some part of it, including you. You're not an exception. Dr. Emmett Fox also said, you cannot be healthy, you cannot be happy, you cannot be prosperous if you have a bad disposition. That's an interesting challenge. How many know that your disposition, if it is negative, may very well be nothing more than something you learned how to do when you were 6 years old, 8 years old? You learned how to create a commotion in order to you know, stop a negative experience in your life or somebody paying attention to somebody else more. If you had a challenge, you figured out some way to leave the room or leave the experience. We see that happening today with people who don't know how to stand and deal with what's in front of them. They find an excuse to leave. You see, if you don't change your mind and change your world today, you may very well have to do it tomorrow, so why not do it today? Dr. Ernest Holmes, who wrote the Science of Mind textbook, was about as clear as you can get in as a metaphysician, as a New Thought teacher. Also, Judge Thomas Troard, who wrote Edinburgh Lectures on Mental Science, the Creative Process and the Individual. The difference in the two men was one was an engineer, Thomas Troard, one was a poet, Ernest Holmes. Listen to the poetry in this clarity, in this idea, in this lesson from Dr. Ernest Holmes. There is a song upon my lips today. It sings of the glad heart and the happy ways of life. I will listen to my song, for it carols to me the glad tidings of great joy, of love and life. It tells me of the wondrous journey of the soul and the boundless life in which my life is hid. I am filled with joy. My friends, today is your opportunity to be filled with joy. This study is a science. This study is a science of truth. A science of truth that can set us free from fear. A science of truth that can set us free from limits, limitation thinking, limitation experience. It is a science that sets us free from the illusion that negativity holds any power at all in our life. My dear friends, it is something that we can prove to ourselves. Positive thinkers prove not only that they live longer than negative thinkers, that they're happier than negative thinkers, that they're usually living a life instead of existing day after day as a victim of life. Positive thinking people are people that you celebrate being around. When they enter a room, they light it up. Negative people, when they leave a room, they light it up. Why not be one of the positive-minded, healthy-minded people, as William James used to say? When he was talking about the New Thought movement, he defined us as the healthy-minded people, not caught up in fear and damnation and superstition. You see, as Dr. Ernest Holmes pointed out, no thinking person of any religion will ever disagree with anything we teach. The non-thinkers, we will drive them straight up the wall because they spent their whole life blaming their life on some deity sitting on a throne or some entity that lives down below the ground and likes to barbecue people. When we get rid of that nonsense thinking in our own life, all of a sudden we find ourselves free from superstition and discovering a principle that operates in and as everyone. It is love, and if we think as love thinks, love begins to generate in such a way that our world changes for the better in a non-ending way. No longer are we involved in thinking that diminishes our ability, thinking that diminishes our opportunities, thinking that diminishes our expression of our talent. Instead, we find ourselves free to move forward in such a way that our ability to live in peace and harmony and prosperity, not only with ourselves, but with other people, becomes the celebration of our way. Let it be your way today, my friends, and let the power of positive purpose unfold as you this wonderful day. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blakeout Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blakeau and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
During the month of September, every Wednesday night is Peace Night at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont. We will cover such topics as speak in peace, give in peace, and forgive in peace. Our Wednesday evening service begins at 7:30 p.m., so please join us. Our accredited Science of Mind classes for the academic year 2009-2010 begin September 14th. This fall, we are offering The Power of Decision, What the Mystics Have Taught, and The Spiritual Path. These courses are open to everyone, and no prior coursework or experience is necessary. Morning, afternoon, and evening classes are available. We are also offering professional training classes for practitioners and ministers. To register for classes or simply find out more about what we're offering, please call our office at 510-656-9955. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And again, if you would like to receive a free excerpt of Dr. J. Scott Neal's book, The Power of Positive Purpose, log on to www.csl-fremont.org/the book. And of course, you can catch Dr. J right here every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on KEST Radio, 1450 a.m.